It's made me feel a lot happier, not only with myself, but just all around. Also, like, made me feel a lot more active, and got me back into sporty feeling.
That was Jack, a 17-year-old who suffered from depression and is one of the latest people to find help through the Coping Through Football project. Phase one kicked off 7 years ago in Waltham Forest, and for so many since then, the football sessions have become an important part of their weekly routine. Jazz has had mental health problems for 20 years.
It's nice to sort of be amongst other people, sort of gets you out of the house. And it also helps, you know, if you enjoy football, so you can come along, make new friends, get a bit of exercise going, and you know, when you come to these sessions, you do realise there are other people out there, you know, because they say that one in four of us will be affected by it at any one time, and it just goes to show that, you know, there are people out there and you're not alone.
It's a worrying statistic that, apart from road traffic accidents, the biggest killer of young adults is suicide. Those behind Coping Through Football believe they can do their bit to help, not just through sport and the benefits of exercise, but through building social skills and self-esteem. Michael was suffering from anxiety when he first learnt about the project.
We all had an issue, so everyone got on and helped everyone through the problem. It was used as well for people that with alcohol abuse or drug addiction, and like from all different ages, and there was people that were there before me who helped me through, and it was like a conveyor belt in the sense that I've been the old boy, and then someone else would be new and say, oh, don't worry about if you make a mistake, there's no one's going to like have a go at you and stuff like that, because we was in the same boat.
Michael's now taking coaching courses and working as a teaching assistant. He's one of so many who've left Coping Through Football to take up further education, training or employment.
Chip in!
Well done, Paul.
Out on the five-a-side pitches, the latest recruits are being put through their paces. Leighton Orient Community Sports Programme is one of the partners of the project. The club's Howard Gould has been a lead coach for the last couple of years and is in no doubt that what they're doing is working.
The thing that you notice most of all is a confidence level rising, and the social aspect is that you'll start with some who come very, they're very quiet individuals, a bit insular, and then after a few weeks, months, they're still coming back, but they're now communicating and enjoying it, and they're starting to laugh and joke and converse, which is what they weren't doing in the beginning.
Since the project started, it's grown both geographically and in the numbers and ages of the people it can help. The aim to ensure young adults get the help as soon as possible. And it's not stopping there. This summer, it was given a UEFA Grassroots Award, recognised as one of the best schemes of its kind across Europe. Alex Welsh is the chief executive of the London Playing Fields Foundation. Coping Through Football was his idea, and his dream now is further expansion.
What we want is this good practice to inform policy, so that what we've got across the country are different ways of helping people who've got significant mental health problems to get their lives back, using sport as a means of doing ordinary things and reconnecting with the self they were before they became ill.
You get the feeling that UEFA Award won't be the last picked up by a scheme that may have started in Waltham Forest, but looks like it's continuing to get bigger and better.